Good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, y'all, I don't know what's up this morning. So we'll figure it out later. Good morning. How y'all doing? I'm like, what's going on today? Something is off in my lighting. We're going to work with you. We're going to make it roll. Ooh, thank you. And I'm going to start doing some sharing. And you are too. Ooh. So do me a favor. Start sharing the devotional. Put it in someone else's hands. Thank you, Father. Thank you. 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 Thank you, 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 thank you. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Oh, one more, come on. Bam, bam. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Oof. All right, one more share. And we are there. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning, Sandra. Good morning, Shanquita. Good morning, Shamana. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning, Nia. Good morning, Jerica. Good morning, Kim Yarley. Good morning, Kirby, Shonda, Cherie, Angela, Carlos, Labinda, Roslyn, Marie, Lynette, Michelle. How y'all doing this morning? Do me a favor, share the devotional. Get it, put it somewhere else. Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Lakeisha. I'm so excited this morning. I got some hair stuff going on, but it's all right. It's all good. Welcome to the devotional this morning. I'm so grateful, so honored to be here with you this morning. So excited to see what God is doing. I want to invite you to a six-part series that I am a part of, the guest part of the Intellectual Stew with James H. Kirkland, and it's getting deep. You need to go back. You need to see last week's. You need to see last night's. They're every Monday night at 8 p.m. And it is something to open your heart and to share your story. It's different than sharing the gospel. But last night he shared with me. He said, hey, I got a text during the show, and someone texted me and who's married and said, had we had these kind of conversations before I got married, man, what it would have brought to my marriage or to the decisions I've made. And I think we've both been married before. He's divorced, I'm widowed. So we both bring different perspective to the table. And we just, last night, we opened up the door to talk about what was marriage material for the next 6 weeks. We're talking about the single files. But when a married person tells you what you brought to the table was thick enough to make them think about where they are in their marriage, then I know that we are operating kind of in the sphere of where and what God has and what God wants for this. So to God be the glory. So if you haven't seen it, it's on the page. Go check it out. We'll get some downloads to the YouTube channel soon. On my channel, I know it's on his channel as well. We'll get some downloads soon so that you can see it. God wants us healthy and whole, spirit, soul, and body. He just does. Do me a favor. It's okay, Kelly. It's okay. It's okay. We'll get it. It's something new. We'll catch it. You'll catch the momentum, but you can go back and watch it. Do me a favor. Put this in your comments. There's nothing will steal my joy today. Come on, put this in your comment, in the comments. Nothing will steal my joy today. Like nothing will steal my joy to make that your declaration. I don't know what's getting my nose irritated. Ooh, thank you. Make that your declaration. Put that before you. Nothing will steal my joy today. Right. If you did ladies Bible study with us, you know, we went through a series about being more than happy. And we make the determination, you know, nothing's going to steal my joy today. It means no matter the circumstance, Tanika, no matter the circumstance, Nisi, no matter the situation, nothing gets to steal my joy, no matter what's presented before me, that God will always give us, that God will always give us what we need in every circumstance and situation. God will give us the wisdom. God will give us the knowledge. God will give us the understanding. God will give us the hope. God provides hope. We just have to stand steadfast in what truth and in the truth and understand that trials are unavoidable, but they don't mean, Tony Evans said this, trials are unavoidable, but that doesn't mean that they're not unprofitable. Woo! So I profit, y'all, don't make me cut up today. Y'all, I profit off of my trials. Woo! Something, I gain something, y'all. Come on. I gain something in my trials. Woo! That's powerful. So I can't avoid the trial, but I can profit and benefit off the trial. I can benefit off what I'm going through. And I like that too. So I can profit off the trial. And somebody's like, what am I doing? What do you mean I'm profiting off the trial? As the trial comes or the circumstance comes or the situation is very present and real in my life, you better believe something, woo, come on, is going to turn out for my good. You ain't put that but in my comments today. Something, come on, something is going to turn out for my good. Ooh, come on. Something is going to turn out for my good. Come on, let me pray for us. Ooh, I profit off the trials. Lord God, I'm going to profit off my trials. Lord God, thank you for letting us profit off the trials. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Something is going to come out for my good. Thank you, Lord God. Something is going to come out. It's going to come out my good. It's going to show up for my good. Even in the trials, when I have trials in my life, I profit off of those, right? Something's going to come out for my good. Something's going to happen for my good. And then I get to, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, I get to choose joy. Father God, thank you for your word today. Woo! Thank you that your word triumphs. Woo! Thank you that your word solidifies. Thank you that your word helps us to tap into the grace. Thank you that your word does not allow anything to steal our joy. Thank you that your word brings us into more power. Thank you that your word brings us into more strength. Thank you that your word helps us to walk in self-control. Thank you, Father God, that the word is dwelling on the inside of us. Thank you that the word is proofing us. Thank you, Father God, that the word saves our mind. Thank you, Father God, that the word brings us into all truth. Thank you, Father God, that Jesus is the final answer. Thank you, Father God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for daily bread. Thank you, Father God, that you are our healer. Thank you, Father God, for grace. Thank you, Father God, for mercy. Thank you, Father God, for love. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, that you are real, that you are tangible, that you are with us, that you never leave us, that you never forsake us. Thank you, Father God, that you are the one true God. Thank you, Father God, you are Lord of this universe and Lord of my life. Thank you, Father God, you are Lord of my children's life and Lord of my grandchildren's life. Thank you, Father God, you have even the heart of kings in your hand. So even when we walk or come up against a hard or a resistant person, Lord God, you are still with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Thank you, Lord God, that we can tap into your wisdom for every circumstance and for every situation. Thank you, Lord God. Today we mature. We will not be moved by what we see. Thank you, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is pleasing to you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for just Jesus, for him dying, for him bearing, oh my God, for him taking our place. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, who is advocate, who is comforter, who is teacher, and who brings us into all truth. Thank you, Father God, for solid relationships, woo, that are not tossed to and fro. Thank you, Lord God, that we have the mind of Christ and that we walk in the will of God. Thank you, Father God, that you are, as you are stretching us, We are being strengthened, Lord God, as you are pruning us and correcting us. We are coming into the more of the image of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that the image painted on the inside of us is the image that you see. We are not, thank you, Lord, abandoned. We are not orphaned. We are not rejected. We are not insecure. We are not lazy. We are not complacent. Woo, Lord God, why? Because we are full of you. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for your glory. Thank you that we pray in the glory. We talk in the glory. We teach in the glory. We walk in the glory. We thank you, Father God, that favor goes before us and favor chases us down. Thank you, Lord God, that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Woo! Thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual blessings. But thank you, Lord God, also for the earthly blessings. Woo! Thank you, Lord God, we will not be compromise. We will not live as lukewarm Christians. We will live, Father God, on fire for you. So as we pray this morning, we fan the flame. Woo! Lord God, touch us. Oh my God. Let your spirit fall fresh on your people today. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, over the leaders of the nation, over Biden, over Harris, over the Supreme Court, over the Senate, over the House of Representatives. We plead the blood of Jesus over the state of Arkansas, over Huckabee, Father God, over our Lieutenant Governor, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over our minds, over our cities today, over our neighbors today, over our children, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our schools today, Lord God, over our administrators today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, they all have the mind of Christ, Lord God. We thank you and declare today no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God. We open our mouths wide so you can feel it, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are orchestrating miracle signs and wonders for those that believe, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we will not be moved by what we see. Father God, we will be led by the Spirit of all truth today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we are anchored in your word. Show us your glory. Let us walk in your glory. Let us talk in your glory. Lord God, let your presence be with us in our cars, in our homes, on our jobs today, Lord God. Fill us with your presence today. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Do not let us fall into any trap that the enemy has set before us. Do not let us be wise in our own eyes. Let us be wise and wisdom and use wisdom in you. Break and destroy all of our addictions today. Do not let us find comfort in sex. Do not let us find comfort in alcohol. Do not let us find comfort in social media. Father God, let our validation be in you. Let us put a full weight and our full trust on you. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us from danger seen and unseen, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for provision today. We thank you, Lord God, you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Our homes are paid for. Our cars are paid for. We have groceries in our refrigerator. Our cabinets are full, Lord God, into overflow so that we can give unto others. Break and destroy a negative mindset, Lord God. Break and destroy a poverty mindset. Refresh and restore us today according to the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And give us the strength, woo, to wait on you. Give us the strength to wait on you. Give us the grace to wait on you. Y'all, come on, share the devotional. Give us the grace and the strength to wait on you. Woo, thank you, Father. Give us the grace and the strength to wait on you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Lord God, we will not be prisoners of addictive behavior. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Help us let go of the things that we use to cope. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my God. So many of us have coping mechanisms of how we deal with life. And a lot of times we don't even recognize that we have coping mechanisms, or that we're using coping mechanisms to get through a life. And I want to tell you something, though, when you're dealing with a coping mechanism, sometimes friends can be coping mechanisms, food can be coping mechanism, social media, as much as I love it and it can be used for the good, can be a coping mechanism. So when we talk about a coping mechanism, it's the things that we use throughout the day to sustain us, right? We can use religion. I'm not talking about your relationship with God as a coping mechanism. And even though whatever it is, it looks like it's sustaining us, in all actuality and all truth, it's pulling us under. Woo, come on. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, negative self-talk can be your coping mechanism. Overworking can be your coping mechanism. Gambling can be your coping mechanism. Unhealthy relationships can be your coping mechanism. And when we don't properly deal with life's pains and disappointments, we can travel from one coping mechanism to the next. Can I be honest? Like, we can, when if we didn't necessarily do well, or we think we didn't necessarily do well with raising our children, then when grandchildren come, they can be coping mechanism, turning ourselves to one more thing to take care of. Come on now. And so usually when we're dealing with a coping mechanism, something that we use to deal with life's disappointments, pains, boredom. When we bored, when we don't understand, we have behavior that we exhibit that becomes addictive. Well, the only way that we're going to get out of addictive behavior is by being transformed by the word of God. Woo! I didn't even know we were going here. Right? Romans 12, 2, we transform by renewing our mind in the word, right? Satan is always trying to get us to be attracted to addicted behavior. Satan is always giving us a new strategy, right? To be attracted to big addictive behavior, to make us think. I remember when I used to think traveling, like if I just get out of town, I'm going to feel better. Another coping mechanism, right? Things that numb us, things that don't let us or bring us into all truth. I was watching something by Erica Campbell the other day, and she was like we weak, we wimpy. And it was funny because she was like, we're wimpy, like wimpy through Christians. And what she was saying was, we don't never really want to go through nothing. And when we don't want to go through nothing, we tap or use coping mechanisms instead of really getting set free from behavior that could be in, as a matter of fact, addictive, right? That we, instead of getting set free. And so Satan wants me to be controlled, woo, by something that's going to lead me to spin me into further out of control. Like, he wants me trapped into something that's going to spin me and come on, Holy Spirit, into something that's further, that's going to pull me into further out of control. So he wants negative thought processes to continuously take place, right? And so God, first of all, 2 Timothy 1, it said, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and sound mind. And some other verses that said God didn't give us a spirit of timidity. We ain't meant to be timid. We're meant to approach things through the grace of Jesus Christ. And so God wants us to put our focus on him. He wants to lead us into all truth. And sometimes truth ain't comfortable, Dietrich. Sometimes truth ain't comfortable, Kelly. And sometimes truth, Kelly said she eat when she bored. I had to begin to recognize, and this happened a long time ago, and it really happened because Joe noticed it. Anytime stress came, I had a habit, right? So this was my mechanism. Anytime I was stressed out, I would go to the store, I would get a large bag of chips, I would get a big bag of Twizzlers, and I would get some kind of chocolate, and I would sit up in my bed, and I would start watching TV. Now, I'm not a TV watcher. I'll watch movies, I don't have to have the television. So like I would get that and I would sit in my bed. Well, one day as I was dealing with that and I was sitting in my bed, one day when I was doing that, I was sitting in my bed, and as I was sitting in my bed, Joe walked in and he said, "What's up?" And I said, "What you mean, what's up?" He said, "You must be stressed." And I was like, "What do you mean? What do you mean I must be stressed?" He said, "Because one, you're just sitting still watching TV. Two, you're eating chips. And I've noticed that every time you're stressed, there's a certain way you handle your stress." Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing me into all truth. 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 So as I was sitting there and listening to what he's saying to me, I'm being awakened to the fact that how I handle myself dealing with stress, I'm using a coping mechanism. Woo! I'm using whatever I need to help me get through this stressful circumstance and this situation. Well, that means I'm controlled by my thoughts, for one. That's the main issue. I'm really being controlled by my thoughts. Y'all gonna help me today. I'm really being controlled by my thoughts, right? But the only way that I was able to break or to come into realization that I was using something as a coping mechanism is that I had to come into the truth. Woo! I had to come into the truth. I had to come into the truth. That's why you need accountability, people. That's why you might need a therapist or a counselor. Sometimes we live in a truth, but not the truth, right? And but usually when we have coping mechanism, it's because we really haven't allowed the word or haven't learned to allow the word of God to control our thoughts. So then when we focus on negative thoughts, there's a fruit produced. Y'all come on this morning. When we focus on negative thoughts, there's a fruit produced, right? It's just like in John 15:7. He says, if you remain in me, right, and my words remain in you, whatever you want will be done. There's a fruit produced. Well, when I remain in negative thoughts, there's a fruit produced. Ooh. The word of God says, think on things that appear lovely and of good report. There's a fruit produced when I am in negative thoughts. And usually the fruit produced will turn into some sort of coping mechanism if I am not reaching for the word of God. So instead of grabbing, Lord, awaken us today to whatever our coping mechanisms are. Awaken us today to whatever we are, we have positioned ourselves or lent ourselves over to as a result of negative thinking. Bring us into all truth of the vices, of the things that we may use instead of turning to you. So there's a fruit produced. And once that fruit is produced, that fruit becomes an action. Woo! Woo! And unfortunately, when we are probably first challenged by someone else, oh Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear those that are for us. Unfortunately, when we are first challenged by someone else, we may think they not know what they're talking about. So I'm gonna get and others that have the same problem with our coping mechanism or use the same type of coping mechanism, they may be good. Let me give you an example. If we all come to the dinner table and this vice has become our coping mechanism that we don't have to deal with each other in our relationships, then everybody at the table will be with this vice. Y'all, come on, stay with me for just a second. We almost out of here. Everybody at the table will have this vice. Well, the minute that one person says, hey, let's put up our phone and set it to the side, and focus on, you know, our relationships, right? We don't even realize what's in between our relationships. Then what usually happens is somebody at the table gets irritated. I used to be that person. Somebody at the table gets irritated because this is what I use to cope. This is what I use when I'm in uncomfortable situations. This is what I use when I'm stressed. This is what I use when I'm worried. This is what I use when I'm anxious. This is what I use. This is really what I'm trapped into because I've done this for so long that it's become my normalcy for how I handle life and I handle situations. So y'all know I'm an introvert, really. Walk into any situation. This is how I used to walk in so that I didn't have to face the uncomfortableness of the room. Walk in on my phone or be on my phone or on my phone, just something to tap into so that I don't have to deal with what I may be experiencing in uncomfortable spaces or new spaces or whatever else. So now when I go places, I stick my phone purposely, unless I got to figure out where the person is, in my phone. I've been practicing this a lot lately, putting my phone up so that I can be in and be present in the space that I'm in. Come on now, because this is what I have been trapped in. Somebody say freedom. Freedom is coming to us today. Freedom is coming today. So our victory is for us to come to all truth. John 16, I'm almost gone. Come on, this is John 16. It says, I've told you these things. This is Jesus talking. He talks about persecuting. He said, I've told you these things to keep you from stumbling. Woo! He said, I'm telling you, he's telling them what's going to happen. He's telling them what's going to happen. He said, they're going to ban you from synagogues. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering service to God. They will do these things because they haven't known the Father to me. But I've told you these things so that when their time comes, you will remember I told them to you. I didn't tell you these things from the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm gone away to him who sent me, and not one of you asked me, where are you going? Yet because I've spoken these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I'm telling you the truth. It is for your benefit that I go away, because if I don't go away, the counsel will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he'll convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. And about judgment, because the ruler of the world has been judged, right? He said, I still have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears. He will also declare to you what is to come, and he will glorify me. When we struggle, come on, Holy Spirit, with truth being presented to us. And I don't know if that's from the Lord. Well, does it glorify Jesus? If someone comes to you and say, hey, you got a mechanism, this vice. And we always frustrated when our vices are our other things are identified, right? But these are the things that keep us from walking in the fullness of the freedom that God wants us to have, right? So at the end of the day, when someone is identifying the coping mechanism or the issue, all they're simply asking you is what you're doing glorifying Jesus. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for identifying today what we may be trapped in. what we may be using as a mechanism to cope with whatever we got going on in life right now. Help us to identify the destructive fruits that have been produced because of what we have been meditating on negatively. Give us eyes to see. Holy Spirit, search the deep things in us. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. This is powerful. So, God is at work in you. Ephesians 2 and 10, you are the masterpiece. God is at work in you. You are his masterpiece, right? We just got to let him dig a little bit deeper so that as we are walking into possessing territory for discipleship, not our glory, for discipleship, as we are walking, that he can carve out his masterpiece and we can walk into the fullness of who he called us to be in Christ Jesus. The key to our victory is being brought into the truth. Woo! My God, can you write that in your notes today? The key to my victory is being brought into the truth. It used to be hard. Can I tell you something? For those of y'all who don't know how to sit still, who always got to be on the move, who don't know how to, who every day, who won't come home from work, who find something to do every day, always every time an invite is extended, you gone, you traveling, you moving, and you really think it's your best life. Oh no, I'm living my best life. But at the same time, you've identified you're very broken. It used to be very hard for me to be with me. And the reason that it was hard for me to be with me was because truth would surface. And I didn't really want to recognize or deal with or face the truth. I wanted to be numbed. Jeff said it's a dopamine hit. I wanted to be numbed by what I was using to cope because it felt better versus me being brought into the truth of the mechanisms and the things and the vices that are attached to my life as a result of my thought process. So I ain't want to be alone with me. I didn't want to be alone with me. And so I would make up every reason to not be alone with me. So that I could really hear the truth, not my truth, not the enemy's truth, but the truth that is only brought to me in the word of God. that truth, no other truth, the truth that is brought to me in the word of God. So then when I started learning how to sit still, apply the word, really spend time in the word of God, I begin to have the eyes of my understanding open to the hope and the call of who he called me to be in Christ Jesus. And so then my resolve became different. And not at home and stuffing myself with a whole bunch of TV and movie, and not at home and on the phone all day, and not at home and overworking myself, but in a space where he could put his finger on things inside of me that I didn't even realize how had taken root. This is how I began to deal with jealousy. This is how I began to deal with insecurity. This is how I began to deal with anxiety. This is how I began to deal with fear. This is how I began to deal with worry. This is how I began to deal with things in my health. Because I didn't even recognize, right, that I was padding my life with things that were A, true, but not the truth. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for teaching us how to apply your word. Lord God, today bring us into all spiritual truths and help us to walk away, to put down, to turn off anything that has become a vice, anything that has become Lord, do not let us seek validation in anything else other than you. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, Lord, thank you. Now, to be free, you're going to have to be brought to the truth. Thank you for that. Thank you for the reminder. To be free, you're going to have to be brought to the truth, right? We're going to have to be brought to the truth. We are in a society, in a generation that teaches us more is better for us. Oh, I got to be doing this. I got to be connected to this. And more is not better for us. As a matter of fact, I'm finding out that less is better. 30 days of prayer. If you ain't got it, go get it. We're sending out copies today. Go get it. The digital download and the Amazon copy will be available sometime around July. We'll have it on Amazon. You can get it digitally and you can have the copy. But until then, you can get your physical copy in your hand. So go to the website and order. Ladies, you know, we have Pillow Talk coming in July. We're actually going to have 3 online sessions, but the spots are going to be limited. Janie Cotton, LPC, will come in and teach us about breathing through our trauma. Adria Brody, she has a master's degree and is co-founder of Drew Projects, is coming in, learning to love and fall in love with you, like seeing it in you. And then April Brody is coming in and going to teach us how to journal through our process with God. I'm so excited. So those are the only 3 segments of Pillow Talk in July that will be offered online. We're going to release those segments later on today. Grab your segment. If you can't travel with us, grab your 3 set. Grab it. And if you are somebody who wanted to go to Pillow Talk but thought you missed it, I just had 1 space come open. So if the Lord has been dealing with you and you thought you were out of time, I just had 1 space come open for Pillow Talk. You can send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. I love you. God loves you. 2 things. If the Lord places on your heart to give, to partner with this ministry, do me a favor, go to the website. We can't do what we do without your partnerships, without your giving. Go to lmjministries.org. You can give there. Father God, bless the giving of your people. Multiply and increase. Woo! Whatever they release from their hands today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Make that thing holy and do what kingdom does in the name of Jesus. The second thing is, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is your very first step to breaking the addiction, to breaking the vices. I could not have even made steps forward without Jesus. I couldn't have. So I had to come into understanding that Jesus wasn't just a good out of jail free card, that he would also transform my life. If that's you, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, do me a favor. Make today your statement of faith, because we don't know what may happen tomorrow. So if that's you, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my heart to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com, and we're going to send you some resources and we're going to send you some materials. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. My God, so much more. But do me a favor. Go be loved today. Someone needs to experience the love of God, and the only way they're going to experience it is through you. I'll see y'all back in the morning, 6 a.m. Share the devotional. Love, peace, and blessings. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Woo! Thank you, Father.